Omir, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira-Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira-Ra's famous mini-soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira-Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. Feel my heart reach out to you on this extraordinary, extraordinary journey that we call the creation of life in form. Tonight is such a precious moment because in the energy of tonight, we are already in that May energy of that vast expansion and contraction. But we are also in this creation cycle of divine presence. And that's why this evening, my heart is just so filled with love and joy, because tonight is something that is just so really dear to my heart. I guess it's the only way I can say it. And that is that we are all being gifted with an opportunity right now through the end of May to actually harness, I mean, really call in and harness the unlimited power of divine support. That energy that pumps through you, that assists you, that keeps you out of the doldrums and the muck. And how about today, guys? I don't know about you, but today I found the muck pretty heavy today. It was a fascinating day, and I'm interested to talk to you about it later on as well. And so before we go any deeper into this extraordinary journey, and I have so much to share about what's ahead for the week and how we're going to harness this energy tonight, I want to welcome all of you at all of the stations and affiliates that are carrying Soul Mirrors. Thank you for the support. We are grateful. I want to give a big shout out over to bbsradio.com, where we are broadcasting right now live on station one, and where you can also be calling in on our 800 number. You can also watch the show over there, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Really a great way to connect with us. Ask for a mini soul reading. Ask us questions, because each week, of course, I have these amazing co-hosts. I also want to say hello over to OnenessTalkRadio.com. Hello, everybody. We love you. I know that there's chat going on over there, video and audio, and you can jump into that call board, which is already filling up. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And of course, YouTube. Hi, everybody. We love you over at Official Sri and Kira, over at Oneness Talk Radio Stations at YouTube. Hopefully, my husband and producer on this end of the show, Sri Ram Ka, will be jumping in there to say hello as well. And of course, over at Facebook, we love you. To all of you, thank you. So let's just take a moment. And I really want to invite you to bring a hand to your heart right now. Because as I'm connecting with all of you, I am already feeling this incredibly huge hum energy. Now, part of that could be that as my way of honoring the week ahead, of my way of actually living the May energy, and I'm going to bring up some slides in just a moment to talk about this, because this is very much a spiritual journey. May is very much going to be the journey through your expansion and contraction, and your spirit expansion contraction is going to be right there, especially if you're connecting with the show. So I've set up my office. You know, we broadcast live from my office. I've set up my office with some of my favorite things, and I did want to share that this prayer shawl, and I know there's some of you watching who were in India when we received these. These were gifted to us when we were so blessed to be in Hardwar and Rishikesh during an incredible festival. And these beautiful pilgrims had walked, some of them close to 1,000 miles, to come and get water from the Ganges and bring it back to their villages. And these were the shawls that everyone was wearing. And we were blessed to have these gifted to us. And so it's one of the items that I know carries the energy of the Ganges with us this evening. And so I thought, how perfect in this creation flow to have this energy of that. And then this, some of you know, is my ministerial stole from Varanasi. And this was put on me by Darshan Joshi, my beloved dear friend and Hindu priest, when we were there at the Joytirlinga for what was probably my most profound experience ever. As a matter of fact, this piece of custom jewelry that I had made for Shivoham came from this moment. And I also wanted to wear this tonight because we're broadcasting on a Shiva moon. So if you have not connected with the moon yet tonight, it is this beautiful waxing Shiva moon. So of course, in our creation, I have this beautiful Lakshmi that I hope you enjoy. Isn't she beautiful? And this is my trishul. Actually, I do occasionally bring it out. It's very heavy. It's about 4.5 feet tall. And my beautiful, beautiful Toth is there as well. I just felt that there was so much energy coming into this evening that when we harness the infinite energy to thrive, when we come forward, what we're really saying is, am I ready to say yes to me? And this is why I wanted to share a few slides with you this evening and talk about the energy of this week ahead. So the first thing I want to share with you this evening is the actual May up level. And so this May up level, this is the up-level calendar, and Sri and I are going to be talking a whole lot about this coming Sunday, so make sure you're at our show, Sri and Kira Live, Sunday at noon Pacific time. Also, Saturday, all of you that are part of the Mastery Mentorship Team, this Saturday's miracle gathering and ceremony is off the charts. If you look at the calendar right here, what do you see? You see this huge orb that is very much like a void coming in toward the planet. It's just racing in. And this energy is being met, if you look in the left corner at the 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th, those dates in the calendar, with the ascended presence. So April has brought us all to that beautiful, exquisite moment of really paying attention to our spirit, really escalating. It was about the restoration of perfect balance, remembrance, right? And so as May is coming in right now, what we are doing is meeting this creation energy of May from our higher self. And so this is the moment where that beautiful creation cycle that you see there, and you'll see that it's encompassing all the way through that full moon. That's why the full moon lineage gather hold during this month. So as that creation cycle is coming together right now, this is when we have the greatest access to the divine within and the greatest access to the unlimited power of the yes. And it is an incredible paradox that it is occurring during a month of expansion and contraction. Because remember, in May, all of these quotes, if you look at the top of the up-level calendar, the quote was from the Ascended Masters at Lake Atitlan. And wow, we're so honored that we have ever had that as part of our journey. You are timeless. You are timeless. And so May is one of those months where you can practice timelessness, where you can sincerely move into the anchored full presence of your divine consciousness, which is the ultimate healing energy. Consciousness as our healing, consciousness is healing. May is also another visionary transformation through timeline adaptation energy of the dragonfly of 2020. So in May, it is all about spirit and it is all about the creation through spirit. And this is why Sri and I started talking about this on our show, that we are all going to be in the expansion contraction energy. The question is, are you creating in it, meaning you're going to be pulled to one extreme or the other? Or are you anchored in your ascended presence, able to be the witnesser of this, thereby staying in your expanded state as you experience expansion and contraction? I want you to really hear the multi-layered dimensional experience that is happening right now. This is extremely rare. And let me share another. I'm going to stop that share and let me move to another one. I want to put up right now the overview, the ascension overlap. So let's remember that the reason this is rare is because all of this came in because of 2019. Back in 2019, when the lineage holders were first activated, what happened was that the Roaring Twenties were originally going to be, and when I say originally, this is like, you know, just a few years ago, up to that moment in time, we were tracking so that the ascension escalator of 2015 through 2021 would take us into the Roaring Twenties already well established. There wouldn't be any knee-jerk corrections. There wouldn't be any harsh lessons. Well, what happened was when the lineage holders arose and came forward in 2019, the full decade of the Roaring Twenties expanded. We were actually offered this two-year window to heal the propulsion energy that was shifting rapidly, thereby that Roaring Twenties decade of experience giving all of us this two-year window, the 2020-2021 overlap, an opportunity for more beings to remember who they are, to awaken into their presence than ever. Now, because of that, it called in these up-level experiences. And that's why I started with the up-level calendar. These up-level experiences, since the moment they have begun, we knew that every month one was going to build upon each other. We knew that every month it was going to get bigger and bigger. But we have all been caught off guard by how fast, how intense, how beautiful, and how truly extreme these up-level energies are revealing themselves. Remember that everything is up-leveling. There is no criteria on what is up-leveling. Everything is up-leveling. And so the more that we up-level our own awareness, up-level our own knowledge, up-level our own mastery, the more that we say yes to us, then we're building this beautiful springboard. It's like a cushion. It means that the ascension escalator of authenticity will actually arrive into the Roaring Twenties rather than slide into it. And so this is incredibly power-filled. And we have two short years to really do it. And so is it any wonder that each month these up-level experiences have been more and more intense? And what is so beautiful is that we arrive here in May in this beautiful energy of April. And I'm going to go ahead and show you one more share here, guys. So again, we're arriving into May in just a few days. We're in the energy of this beautiful waxing moon. And I want to share one more thing with you. In the energy flow of 2020, all right, in the energy flow of 2020, remember that this is the year of mastery experience. So, of course, we are all being called into not only the experience, the mastery experience. And my heart smiles because when all of this is given, you know, this was received, I think I put this out, I don't even remember when, it's been a long time, maybe the middle of 2019. That when the year of mastery experience is before us, what it's saying is, this is your moment. This is your moment. You are either going to master your mastery or you're going to master your density. Either way, you're going to have a mastery experience. But what is so uniquely different about this year, and if you remember last year's overview, it was more like a linear arrow, right? Going straight up. And so this is very different. This year is very much like this dragonfly has this big lasso and is just spinning this whole year. But rising up is this pyramid. And if you look in the middle here, March, April, May, and June, along with October and November, are when we're going to have the most massive transformation. Because it's visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. And this is why we have been meeting with the lineage holders and doing all of these timeline jumps, because it is about visionary transformation. Gaze at the graphic. You'll notice that we have the open arms with the angel wings and the energy leading into the universe. because that's the opportunity in front of you right now. If you're willing to say yes to yourself and call in the unlimited power of divine support, that infinite thrive energy. Because at the heart of all of this, remember, is the dragonfly. And it's because of the energy of the dragonfly that that trinity of flow came in. And it's the profound shift, which if you look at the key on this graphic, is shown in the squares. So if you look at the circle around January, February, and September, and the circle around July, August, and December, these are the pillars. These are the anchors of 2020. Yet everything is within the flow of 2020. It's all, you know, this dragonfly has it in this lasso. So when we look at March, April, May, June, it means that, and this is on the same, you see how January through August, those 8 months ran in one experience, which means that you're going to start seeing the real, perfect balance in September, October, November, December, because those are the four pillars of light that activate it all. And I'm just smiling with all my heart and soul when I gaze at this, just on a very Sri and Kira level, is that Sri and I, you know, had been called. We had heard clearly we had to go to the United States this year and that it had to be this year. And we had not been there in over 10 years. And we made some inquiries on some things. Well, what fell in line was the New Life Expo in New York City. And of course, that was supposed to be the end of May. And when I looked at the Year of Mastery experience, I was like, wow, that makes really good sense, because it's like the last two of this, you know, setting up the visionary transformation. But what's even more powerful is that it has been rescheduled for Halloween weekend. It is going to bridge October and November. And I just find that undeniable evidence that the divine is guiding Sri and I as well, for the one moment that we will pop into that energy and to be there on such a profound weekend, which will be the election weekend for the United States as well, at what will be a truly extraordinarily unique election experience. And we're bridging those two energies. And so I'm inviting you to look at what is reflecting in your life, what is being shown to you, what events are coming forward. Look at, within the energies of the dragonfly, which ones are they happening in? Which ones are they a part of? And so this is the gift of this year. This is the gift of this unlimited power. During this entire year, and you see how this whole thing is moving, everyone has the ability to harness unlimited power. And that unlimited power, I'm going to stop the share and come back and say hello now. That unlimited power comes from, as the divine directors have said so beautifully, steadfast commitment, not just commitment, steadfast commitment. So the question is, what do you want? Because remember, everything's expanding and everything is contracting. And so if you want to claim that unlimited power and harness that infinite energy and call in that creation, that miracle presence around it, then you have to be really, really clear. And it's more than just being clear on the how you want to manifest that into your life. It needs to be, are you willing to live the life that that requires? Because it's not just saying, I want, it's have you really looked at the bigger picture? And that's when the clarity becomes even more focused, because we realize that the more that we go within, the more that we gaze, the more that we go inward, the more that we keep asking, the more that we keep staying the course with steadfast commitment, in the end, it just all comes down to the same thing, the presence of your divine nature. And when that is what you live, and that is what is guiding you, everything else stabilizes. And the unlimited resources of the universe not only step forward, they shower you with more miracles than you could ever imagine. And I want you to just breathe that in and feel that. Because that's why I set up my office this way this evening. That's why my very special guest is here this evening. That's why I shared with you some of my stories this evening, because in this moment, feel the divine presence that's showering you with love right now. and just breathe that in. And no matter how it's feeling or how it's being received, breathe in the fact that you are the divine in form. You are the master. And you are living, breathing, being in this linear timeline, in this experience right now, because your capacity to connect with your divine nature and harness this unlimited power is robust and unlimited. All you have to do is say yes to you. And yet that does become the hardest thing, doesn't it? And that brings me around to this evening and the continuation of our show. And that is that along our path, we all have our stumbling blocks, do we not? Do we not all have arrows thrown at us and knives thrown in our heart? Do we not all at some point feel like we're drowning? Do we not all at some point search for a solution that may not have been the wisest? We all are here experiencing the all. And everything that is happening in our lives right now is just another reminder of how masterful you are. Because with each moment, you have the opportunity to breathe in a yes or to breathe in a no. And that's part of it. Sri and I, as many of you know, have had the blessing. We became international citizens about 11 years ago now, I think. And we really went with our eyes wide open. We were very clear on what we saw was going to happen and where we knew we would need to be, because we cared more about, and always do, care more about the work of self-ascension than about a lot of other material things that would have happened had we stayed where we were. We felt that it was just too important to really do the work. And I know there's a lot of others like Sri and I that we just do the work. And this is our life completely. And so along that way, we have made some extraordinarily on the surface bad decisions, and we have made some extraordinarily amazing decisions. And always, all of those decisions have been a further blessing to bring us to where we are right now, and will continue to be until the moment we make the conscious transition choice. And so I'm sharing this with you because, you know, one of my very few, there are very few Bible quotes that I really do enjoy quoting. And one of them is, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." And I really, really feel that is an important one to remember, because in that statement, for me, it's not about casting the stone. It's about the judgment. It's saying, are you moving into a dimensional experience where you can meet all beings in their highest and hold only the highest for them? Are you able to move through that and look at yourself and love yourself enough to stop throwing stones at you? And that's the moment that this world retreat is offering us, an opportunity to heal at the consciousness level, so that when those doors reopen, and based on the energy flows for 2020, I think you're going to see most of the doors reopen by September. And so when those doors reopen, wow, what's going to happen? There's going to be an out breath. So what are you breathing out? And that is the gift of true conscious awareness. So I want to talk this evening with about two things. First thing is about how we can harness this unlimited consciousness, how we can harness this power, how we can put it to use, and what it takes. Because it's, once you harness it, once you adapt, you'll have it. However, it is not uncommon to harness it, not really adapt, or be pulled away and lose it. So we're going to talk about, how do I keep this going? How do I never be? How do I always have this flow? How do I always have this vitality? How do I always have this energy? So I want to really bring that conversation in. And I do want to talk about how Shivoham came to be, Malas for Ascension, because malasforascension.com for me has and will always be about keeping my promise to the Violet Ray Shiva. That when the Violet Ray Shiva came to me, it came with a lot of information. And, you know, I have right here, for those of you that may not know, you can go to tosabluemountain.com and see pictures of our Violet Ray Shiva temple. But I always have an altar card with me everywhere. So this is my Violet Ray Shiva in our really right below my office here in our Violet Ray Shiva temple here at TosaBlueMountain.com. And he's about a meter and a half tall, maybe about a meter wide. He's really large. And my commitment to the Violet Ray Shiva was that I would bring to the world the ascended presence of Rudraksha. That the Rudraksha, the message that was clearly shown to me was that Rudraksha seeds were meant to be universally cherished, and that, and you can see I always am wearing quite a bit. Anyway, that over time, what had happened is with many other things, there had been a lot of dogma put around them. And that dogma that was put around them was actually really fostering to where I got to the point where I could hear these seeds screaming, like when they were chemically washed or anything else. And that, like all other things that have been mistreated, there became a problem. And that there are now lots of fakes and lots of other issues. And so the Shiva and I had beautiful conversations. Many of you know that's how the whole Shiva eye thing got started. And then I had this Shiva eye come to me when I was living in Uruguay. And when it first came in, I'm just going to show it to you this way. When it first came in, it isn't beautiful. Sue had it, Susan Sturtevant, who gets all the Shiva eyes. She's an amazing foster mother. And I was like, Sue, that one has to come to me. And she sent me all kinds of pictures of it. Well, I had it here sitting on my desk. You can't see my altar, my Shiva altar here. And I want to show you right here. It grew an ohm. Let's see if I can get you. Oh, crow. Let's see. Let me see if I can kill the. Okay, there. I'll put a picture out of this. But those of you who have been here have seen it. It's right here. And it's a perfect ohm. And that literally came after it sat with my Shiva. And this is the same Shiva altar I have that has all 12 Jyotirlingas on it, to which I have now been to 10. And the very first week I had this, when Shri and I were living in Guatemala, every morning we would come in and Vibhuti had come out of it. And it gave sacred ash for 7 days. And we have pictures of all 7 days. And so I put this when it came in. I was called to put it where the sacred ash had come in. And that's where the ohm came in. And so I knew then that I felt the need to serve. The inspiration that came to me was the way that I could serve would be to invite more people to understand the truth about Rudraksha, how it's put together. I have a book on Rudraksha I've been writing forever. I pray one day I'll finally finish it. That this is the moment to realize that there are things here that are tangible divine energy sources that can make our life easier as well. And so I wanted to tie those two together because it's near and dear to my heart. And I thank you all for allowing me to do that. And it brings me to my amazing co-host this evening. You know, I first met Aparna, and I don't even know if I've ever told her this story, when Shri and I were living in Guatemala. She came to one of our events that we were hosting, and it was one of our, you know, workshop retreats. And it was a very intimate one. We used to host these beautiful private retreats like we do here at Tosa Blue Mountain now. And I will never forget the first time I saw her. I was coming down my steps and I saw her before I went into my living room. And I had to grab the steps because I saw what I looked like during my most recent incarnation in India. And I was like, literally, I wasn't sure if she was there in the room or not, because I was literally staring at that piece of my soul. And when I first said hello to her, what she may not have ever known was how I wanted to bow at her feet and how I felt almost uncomfortable being in her presence. And she helped me in that moment really claim what had been fractured for me in that lifetime. Because in that lifetime, I was a wandering ascetic woman. And I remember being very dirty all the time. I remember my nails. I could never keep my nails clean. And in this lifetime, I've had a real thing about keeping my nails clean. I remember how skinny I was. I was so, so, so skinny. And I remember praying. I just wanted to eat more. And then I remember when I turned about 40, how I let go of all of that. And I wasn't a wandering ascetic because I was so poor, that was all I could be. I became the energy of that which I thought I had been honoring the whole time. And so it was a beautiful healing for me to meet this beautiful woman and to really learn her story and what she had gone through. And I am so excited. And I'm going to break the news before I bring her in person in just a moment, that I have watched this beautiful woman grow. I don't even know how many years it's been now. And I have watched her journey. I have watched her fall hard, and I have watched her walk through it. I have watched her be the prodigal son, and I have watched her run the other way. And I have been so honored to witness that and to witness her authenticity and her integrity and her ability to claim her mastery. And so for me, it is my honor that Aparna Tambidarai is going to be moving here to Ecuador as my long called out to the universe for personal assistant. And so I'm very, very, very excited. Aparna will be here as soon as they open the country, which we believe will be early June. However, I did want to share that news. And so Aparna, I'm bringing you in because enough is enough. Everybody needs to meet you, and we need to further this amazing conversation. Hey, hi, honey.
Hello.
Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste. Kira, namaste, everybody, beautiful community. Thank you for that incredible sharing. Literally brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, well, I love you. And I'm just so, so excited. And had I ever shared that with you before? I couldn't remember. What? Uh-oh. Overshare on the air. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So right now you were living in New York City. And so let's just first talk about that, because I know you were living in the city right in the thick of all of this.
Yeah.
And you're now not New York City anymore. You were able to get over to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But how was it? How was it for you? Because you were also working in a restaurant, like one of the best vegan restaurants in the city. How was it? Because you went through all of the things that everybody's been going through, and yet you're carrying this incredible flourish with you. So how has this been for you? What have you been noticing?
Well, you know, I honestly, it was definitely everything super, super intensely polarized in the city, just based on the concentration of people and energies and electronics and media everywhere. It was just like really, really like the air was literally thick with grief and worry and fear. So as things escalated, it was actually a blessing that everything got shut down, because then I was like, okay, got my little cocoon in my apartment, personal retreat, triple the meditation time and, you know, personal reflection time. But just, and noticing actually a network of people who were based in love and trust and expansion, like these like little silvery threads kind of through that like heavy mass. So it was nice to see those little bits, but at the same time, very oppressive in general. But so good like weightlifting kind of. But
so when you were, that's a great way to say it. So you're talking about the energy, right?
Yeah.
So how, you know, because there's a lot of people watching who are living in cities right now and are going, yeah, Aparna, I'm dealing with this.
Right.
So how did you mitigate it? I mean, how did you really help yourself say, okay, I'm not going to let that get me. I know it's there. I'm feeling it. How did you navigate that?
So to the best of my ability, disengaging from anything that was perpetuating that, to the degree of, you know, obviously most news, and when people like forward me or call with like conspiracy things or all of that, just being like, hey, look, I'm so sorry. I'm not interested in that right now, you know, and just like really consciously disengaging, but more and more really clinging to the practices, because even not, and I do mean clinging, because things got really, are really heavy there right now. But it's like, it was actually really affirming, because just like, just doing this right now, instinctively, hand to heart.
Agreed.
Taking a breath. And it's like, oh, it's right there at any moment, you know, regardless of what's happening. It's like, even if I'm sitting in a tub of muck, it's like, the light's here. The light is here. So like, that's really all it takes. And consciously listening to things and reading things that connect to spirit. And of course, you know, having the assorted, beautiful, wonderful, supportive things around, you know, these help.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, show that. That's your torch. Wait, you got it. Okay, this, I'm sorry, but it's just too, is that freaking amazing? Look at that, guys.
Lovely.
Holding the violet flame, the torch, right? Sri Ranka found like six of these. We still have two of them here at Tosa Blue Mountain that haven't found mommies yet, but wow. And I love it with your pyramid, of course, the high aspect crystal pyramid. Fabulous. Right? Yeah.
So those kinds of things help. So I have this like little cocoon in, you know, my little corner of the apartment that I just step in and I can breathe a little easier, you know, see flowers outside the window, breathe a little easier, stay connected with things that keep me connected to myself, because with that awareness, it's like the vision shifts and it's like, well, this is reality. Even if I'm looking at this, even if I'm looking at this crazy like projection out here that is trying to make me believe it, which it does sometimes, but it's like, that's the way to stay for me. Yeah. That was how I stayed together with it more.
But beautiful.
Yeah. I did notice that coming even just a short distance away from the city, because I'm really not that far, that intensity is so different. Like, felt the frequency shift, you know, it's just like so much more spacious and easier, even though it's the same collective consciousness, just the degree of it is much, much, much lighter, just a short distance away.
Wow. Well, I know you're breathing easier and you know, so much has been happening and so much is going on right now. And I wanted to just first say that I'm glad that you got into a space, because you're creating right now. Like, there's this creation energy around you, and I'm finding that very, very fun. And I do want to share with all of you that, you know, Aparna was literally suitcases packed in the taxi on her way to the airport when Ecuador closed their borders. I mean, so you have been navigating it, and I am very impressed. You know, so keep them packed.
Yeah. That red one's still packed.
Yeah, well, good. And so, you know, Aparna, let's do this. I want to go ahead and let's jump over the call lines and welcome in a few people. We've got a huge call board here. And so I'm just going to go right to the very beginning here. And I'm going to say hi to, it looks like Bradenton, Florida. Namaste, Bradenton.
Namaste, Kara.
Hi, namaste, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have gotten through today.
Thank you.
I think just about everyone is experiencing the experience, and I'm certainly having my version of the experience. And I've found that I've been able to center and really, again, just the simplicity of hand on the heart and returning to the breath and really consciously taking the time to sit and connect with the pillar and kind of pull in. And I definitely have been riding the waves of some ups and downs and sort of the expansion and the contraction of things. And I found myself in a very transcendental space. I love your co-host this evening. I too had left Florida. I had been living there for about 2.5-3 years and was really just feeling the time to kind of leave the state and all of that. And very long story to go along with that. But again, just the energy just not quite resonating. And I just knew that there was sort of this next version of who I knew myself to be, and just really craving even a different natural environment. So I found myself driving across country not exactly knowing my final destination. And then everything started happening with, you know, shutdowns and stay at home orders and all these things. So I found myself kind of bunkered at a friend's home. That's been one of my many miracles is I found a place to stay where I feel safe and low cost and all of those things. Mm-hmm. I guess my inquiry or why I'm calling this one, just to connect with the community and just standing in the sovereignty and in the faith space, knowing that we're all on the journey and that we are all connected and truly traveling together.
Absolutely.
And my question for you, or my inquiry and intention, is just for my soul reading, and if there's anything specifically around sort of that moving and the transition and sort of the next.
Well, take a breath.
For helping and all of that.
Got it.
Thank you.
No, thank you. First and foremost, we celebrate you. You know, my heart, the whole time I was listening to you with my hands on my heart was palpitating. And what the energy I was feeling was that there's this deep, 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 old, really ready to go hangover doubt is what I'm going to call it, that's still hiding inside of you. And as I was connecting into that, and I was like, wow, and listening to your sharing while I was feeling that coming in, Archangel Gabriel, huge, I mean, huge around you right now. And Gabriel came in and was just singing. And I can't make out all of the words, but the essence of this very high vibration is that, and I keep hearing the same thing, when we are down on our knees and our hands are together and our sincerity arises, we hear every word and guide thee. Your journey has just mm-hmm. begun. Trust that which propelled you to where you are now, for this is just the first step. And so it is. Mm-hmm. Perna, is there anything you wanted to share or sense or feel?
Sure. Thank you so much for being here and for calling in. Like, wow, does it sound like, I'm not, you are on your way, living it, doing it, got the tools, using them, you know, like this, like, sure, technology, but hey, this is how we can be here and have that anchorship in community as we practice anchoring within ourselves also. And I bow before your courage in taking the journey, taking the next step when the step beyond it is not visible, because that's what I feel has been one of the most challenging and rewarding things about this life and journey. And thanks for your presence.
Yeah, we love you, sweetheart. We are so proud of you. Mwah.
Thank you so much.
We love you, honey. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, Aparna, thank you. Wasn't that my heart? Do you feel your heart? My heart was really like, I was really feeling the palpitations. And I, you know, I really want to share with all of you tuning in right now that we are all in a moment of a palpitating heart. Are we not? You know, but the key is, will it be our fluttering wings or is it our contraction, right? Is it going to say, I'm just afraid? And so I'm really glad that we're having this conversation. And we have a huge full call board here. Should we invite somebody else in?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go. All right, we are going to, I'm not sure. It looks like Hamde maybe is the name in New Jersey. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi, welcome, sweetheart.
Hi, thank you guys for calling me. I truly had a feeling that you were going to answer.
Thank you for calling in. How can we serve you, my love?
If you wouldn't mind, just bless me with a mini soul reading.
Wow. Wow. Breathe. First of all, I just want to bow. It is my honor. Thank you for being on the planet. Wow. I feel like right now your throat and my throat, like I literally feel like I'm hanging here by my throat energy. And it's like coming out of, and it's probably why I wore this Shiva protection tonight, coming right out of this into your throat right now. I want you to take in a really deep breath, because all of the, it's like all of the ascended masters, not one of them, all of the ascended masters are around you right now. And they are looking at you and they are saying, stand up and take your place. We have been waiting. And I'm watching Saint Germain lift out his hand, and I'm watching your hand come out. And then they're saying, it's time for you to call it all back into your heart, to let go of that which would seek to take you from that which you are, and to let go of that which is the illusion, and expand back into that which you know is true. And I want you to take in a deep breath to your stomach. Yeah, wow. Angel, breathe.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Aparna, is there anything you'd like to share with this beloved angel?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I just, as I was listening to you sharing, I just felt such a sense of humbling grace, like graceful humility, and so much light and support around you, like this big kind of amber golden presence. And it was like you were in the center of that in a kind of almost trembling way. It's like all these things are shifting, integrating intensely, but just that deep breathing in and allowing everything around you to come in that is already there, but just that kind of going from like kind of a little bit like hunched over and trembling to breathing and allowing it to integrate and expand with, and just that, yeah, you are incredible and everything is there and here. And thank you.
Thank you, my angel. We love you. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Namaste, bye. Sweetheart. Wow. How are you doing? We have such an amazing community, you know, and I want to share really quickly, only because of what just happened, is that I was right here. I was feeling this energy transmission just really coming out. And I was reminded that, you know, this is why I wear so much Shivoham all the time. And I was noticing that you're wearing your 33rd dimension spirals tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are 33 hearts that spiral, 32 hearts that spiral into the crystalline dimension where that Rudraksha in the center is instant. And, you know, I wanted to remind everyone here that Aparna is such a creative genius inside of malasforascension.com. And Aparna, what are you wearing? Because my God, the energy you're carrying tonight is crazy. And so show us what you're wearing. I've got to know.
Sure. Well, yes, we have these 33rd crystalline dimension earrings, which are like instant, like connect with.
And they're light, right? They're light.
They're
like,
they don't light.
Yeah, I know.
They're light. Yeah, they're comfy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have this Chitnamala, which is just always, it is just like such a part of my energy field at this point.
Yeah. Well, and I bet behind your neck, it's a different color, right?
Yeah. It's like
right.
The whole thing is like shifted colors.
Yeah. That's how you know how real they are, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
And then what else do you have on? It's gorgeous.
What else? Okay. Well, all right. We have this one. This is one of our,
is that one of the new ones?
I haven't seen it yet, guys.
Yeah, which one is this? Oh my God.
This one is that beautiful amethyst, purple quartz, and Himalayan crystal with the Herkimer guru bead and these little bits of gold in there.
And so you've got the gold, the Herkimer diamond, all the other stones, and I love the tassel.
Yeah, it feels like just like instantly like violet crystalline connection there.
I see it, because you're really radiating tonight. That's why I had to know what you were wearing. I call these our walls of protection.
Seriously.
What's your wall of protection today?
Do you have all your armor on yet, Aparna?
No kidding, right? So come show us the rest, because it's too beautiful.
So then we also have this one, which is another one of the new arrivals.
Stunning.
It just feels like waves of energy. It's got these like lava beads, Moonstone, Green Aventurine, and it just, yeah, it just feels like this, like kind of like wavy pillars of connecting above and below.
Yeah.
And then we've got this one that is just near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, captivating. Yeah, that's the Avesa pendant, and wow, is that captivating.
Yeah.
Stunning, stunning, stunning. That's all that Himalayan crystal. Well, you know, I have on, of course, you know, the new Shiva Eye Mala. Is this amazing?
So gorgeous.
And this is part of the new Nepali collection, because we have all these beautiful new seeds from Nepal. So this is Nepalese Rudraksha. And then I hand select the Shiva eyes for you. And you notice how they line up. You see the way
love
they work.
Those green ones.
Right? Is that crazy? We were so blessed. We were in India, and that was a miracle. And I made sure that Malas for Ascension had them. And then don't we love, look, and then even your Shiva Eye Guru.
Wow.
Yes. And this is an 11.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. No, I'm very pleased. So I do want to share with everyone that part of the reason we're talking about this is just because you can feel the energy, and we're hoping that we're transmitting that energy to you. And the other reason is that malasforascension.com is a very special place, because it is first and foremost dedicated as an information site. Learn about Rudraksha, go learn about the articles, read them, learn what a Muki is and how it works, and have some fun. But if you're there and any of these beautiful divine creations call to serve you, you can put a coupon. What's the coupon, Aparna, that we're doing right now?
We are doing 33% off anything.
Yay!
Of your
33rd
choice.
Dimension. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
33rd dimension, 33% off anything, any item of your choice between now and Saturday.
Cool.
And just, yeah, in support of this week of creation. And the code, you just put soul, S-O-U-L, in the coupon line.
I love it. I love it. And that's for anything and everything without any limit. So, hey, you know, we sincerely care. And what we know is that, do you have to wear all these sacred items to really call in that divine and harness it? No, but what I know is it makes it a whole lot more fun and easy. And I like fun and easy. How about you, Aparna?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Aparna, we got 3 minutes. Should we sneak in
one more?
We have so many people. I'm so sorry, guys. Call in again next week. I love you all so much. All right. We're going to go to Allentown, Pennsylvania. Namaste, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hello. I think that's me.
It is you. Hi. Yeah, welcome.
Wow. Amazing. This is my first time calling in. I'm so impressed that I'm sure. Well, I really wanted to thank you. But I really wanted to say thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You're such a beautiful soul. You both, and Sri also, and I just, my heart is full. And I just wanted to thank you for that. And I want to thank you also for I participated in the first lineage leader meditation, where we did that center awareness through time.
Uh-huh.
And it really helped me. You were talking about living in a city, which I do. I'm in a high rise right downtown, actually in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was feeling overwhelmed by all of the stress, the fear and chaos around us. And that time travel experience helped me to have part of my awareness anchored into those future times where things were more settled. And I was able to bring that back as a knowing.
Yes.
And it makes it easier to hold it so that I'm influencing the world around me more than it's influencing me. And I wanted to offer it up to anyone who's listening as another way of potentially dealing with all of the chaos around you. It's just to be a channel for light, holding light, letting it flow through you, experiencing in meditation, however it works best for you, to have it flowing outward, really stop the ick from flowing inward.
Oh, absolutely. I call it paying forward with spirit, yeah. Right? We just pay it forward.
Exactly.
Well, Angel, we're out of time, but I'm really glad you got through. So yeah, the show ended so fast today. So we love you. And I will share one thing with you. Wow, your heart. Mm-hmm. And you have so much support around you. I'm excited that we had this first moment to meet, and I know it won't be the last. We love you, honey. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you, sweetheart. Aparna, we are heading out the door. How did that happen so fast?
Wild.
Right? Is that beyond wild? So thank you. Soul is the code. Go to malasforascension.com, 33% off anything and everything through Saturday. As our way of saying, we love you. Let us all go into the 33rd dimension. Aparna, we love you.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you. And to all of you, thank you. And to all of you, we look forward to seeing you again next week. And thank you for loving you, saying yes to you. This is the week you've been waiting for. Let it be amazing.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the Master you.